Anyway, so I'd like to welcome everyone to this session, which is devoted to the successful implementation of vibration control during museum construction projects. This is a topic that certainly many of us have already faced, and some of you may be facing in the future, which is why you're here. The first thing that I'd like to do is introduce the panel. I'm Merv Richard, and I'm the Chief of Conservation at the National Gallery of Art in Washington. Frank Zuccari is the Granger Executive Director of Conservation at the Art Institute of Chicago, and a very, very close friend of mine for a long time. Arnie Johnson is principal at WIST, Janie Elsner, did I get it right? Associates in Northbrook, Illinois. He's a licensed structural engineer and also a vibration control expert for historic buildings and museums. And Robert Hannon is over here. And Robert is an associate principal at WIST, Janie Elsner Associates. And he is also a licensed structural engineer who specializes in vibration work. And you were supposed to have this slide when I did that, but you didn't have it, so now you do. Anyway, so the first thing I want to do is talk a little bit about the sort of path forward for this discussion. We're going to begin with discussing the need for vibration during museum construction. Frank and I both will share some experiences that we've had, in my case at the National Gallery of Art, and in Frank's case, Art Institute of Chicago. And then we will move on to the technical presentations by Arnie and by Robert, who are the ones who really know what they're talking about up here. And they will focus on the effects of vibration with recommendations about limits on how to monitor for vibration. And then, actually, there's going to be a demonstration that I think will be quite interesting for all of you. We'll have a short little wrap-up and then a Q&A session, as long as we stay on time. The National Gallery of Art, and this is the East Building at the National Gallery, which I'm sure many, if not all of you, are very familiar with. It was designed in IMPE. And the gallery is in the midst of a multi-year. And when I say multi, in the end, it's going to be 20-some years before we finish this endeavor, which is a complete renovation of the infrastructure of both the IMPE building as well as the original building, the National Gallery, which was designed by John Russell Pope and opened in 1941. And when I say infrastructure, we're talking about the heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical. The focus is on that. For the process. And in the effort to do all of this work, it involves considerable construction taking place in both of the buildings. And in many cases, as you well can imagine, the process results in demolition, no dynamite demolition, no blasting in our case. But demolition of parts of the building, excavation, drilling, cutting holes in concrete, and everything else that you can possibly imagine. And needless to say, this not only creates a big mess and some concern for we conservator types, but it also ends up requiring us to pay particular attention to the possibility that vibration during the process may in fact impact on some aspect of the collection, which is where my primary concern is. We have architects who are primarily interested in the building, my focus is on the collection. In order to proceed, we ended up contracting a firm, which did not happen to be Arnie's firm, but we ended up contracting a firm to help us with monitoring and making recommendations regarding vibration issues. And we established specifications with limits, limits for both sound as well as for vibration. Initially, we started with an unbelievably conservative vibration limit, which I was not involved at that phase. And then with further discussion, we ended up coming up with something that still we consider to be pretty conservative, which is vibration peak particle velocities of 0.1 inch per second. Arnie will just talk about that in much greater detail later. Now, a few observations from our work on the project that I'd like to make. One is having an outside consultant was an essential part of the process. because we simply don't have enough expertise to deal with vibration issues. We found we've rarely exceeded specifications. Most of the complaints that we get have to do with noise, sound. We found that real-time reporting was critical. In other words, if there's something going on, you want to find out right away so you can stop the construction process until you get a handle on what's going on. It does no good to get a report a month later that the thing went wild 3 weeks ago. We've had no problems with any works of art that were exposed to any of the vibration that we're working with. Now, the one big vibrational or shock situation we encountered was we had an earthquake in Washington, which took place in August of 2011. We really did exceed significantly the limits that we had established. I should mention that I happen to know that Arnie's firm, Wiss, Janey, Elsner Associates, were actually measuring the vibration levels in a building near the Washington Monument at the time of the earthquake. And that data, which was collected during the earthquake, was very useful when his firm was involved in helping to assess the structural damage that was done to the Washington Monument because of the earthquake, which was being done for the National Park Service. And now I give it to Frank. And now someone's calling me to